on WhatsApp. Ireland has lost 15% of its wind power in the first half of 2026. Not our capacity to generate wind power, our capacity to use the wind power that has already been generated. So 15%, or enough to power 650,000 homes, was unusable because of infrastructural challenges. Justin Moran is with us. He's Director of External Affairs at Wind Energy Ireland. Why was this power not used, Justin?
Good morning, Anton. Well, I think overall it's important to say that in the first 6 months of the year, wind provided, so generated and people used, 36% of the country's electricity. And last month was our best June ever in terms of the amount of electricity produced from Irish wind farms. But you're absolutely right, 15% from enough to power every home in Dublin, Westmeath and Wicklow was lost. The reason it was lost is because the electricity grid, the infrastructure, the substations, the overhead lines, the underground cables that carry electricity from where we're producing electricity from wind farms in the west and the northwest of Ireland in particular to people's homes was not strong enough to accommodate all of that power. So in that kind of circumstance, wind farms are told to switch off or they're told to reduce the amount of electricity they're producing. The problem for when that happens is that it means to replace that power, we're bringing on more expensive, mostly imported gas generation. And that means consumers are ending up paying more for dirtier energy and that money is going out of the country. So what we really need to see is investment in the electricity grid, which is coming, but it needs to be accelerated and delivered.
And sorry, just to understand that.
We want that power to be used.
Is the issue that at the point at which the wind farms are being told to constrain, it is that there isn't sufficient demand, that they are overproducing more than can be used by what the consumer ultimately wants? Or is it that the demand is there and literally the wires are insufficiently strong to be able to carry it from where it's generated to where it's taken?
You've exactly explained it the second way. So what the problem we face is that if you're in a county like Donegal or Mayo, for example, which is a large amount of wind farms installed, it could be a very windy day, they could be producing a huge amount of electricity, but think of it like a road network. The trying to get traffic onto the M50, it's like that for trying to get power onto the electricity grid sometimes. The grid physically can't take that power. We don't have enough of a strength in the grid to get that power out of Mayo or Donegal, and these are two examples I'm using. So in that situation, wind farms are instructed to reduce the amount that they're producing, or they're instructed to switch off entirely. And this has been an ongoing problem. And if you look at the rates of lost wind energy that we've seen over the last maybe 10 to 15 years, it has been gradually increasing year on year on year on. And while we're talking about wind, it's also a factor for solar farms as well, who experience the same kind of challenges. The reality is the vast majority of Ireland's electricity transmission grid was built in the 1970s and the 1980s. I often tell people we have a really, really good electricity grid for the 1990s. It's not the 1990s anymore. It's 2026.
Let me continue with your analogy, because you described the metaphor of the motorway system. One of the things that we are relatively good at is being able to go about building motorways, and we've done quite a lot of it recently. We're extremely challenged when it comes to the electricity grid. When you look at things like the North-South Interconnector, we've been trying to get issues like that resolved since God was a boy. So what are the prospects of us actually being able to deliver the kind of grid network that you're describing?
Well, I think, first of all, the North-South Interconnector is still moving ahead, and we would still see that as a critically important project. We're also seeing a great deal of investment the government has provided to allow that investment in the electricity grid to move forward. And I also think that a bait has shifted. Like, my first job, Anton, was maybe 10 years ago, trying to build an overhead power line. That was my first job in the energy sector. And considering the way the debate has shifted then, considering the importance that people have for energy security, they understand we need to be producing our own electricity, they understand we need to be producing electricity costs down. And even if we move away from renewables for a second, we have situations where we can't build housing estates in this country because the electricity grid isn't strong enough to accommodate it. I do believe, and I hope, that the debate has shifted somewhat, that people understand that this infrastructure is badly and essentially needed, and that when the moves come forward to deliver that infrastructure, it will be supported by people, not just in government TDs, not just in opposition TDs, but business, the environmental sector, right across Irish society, because this is fundamentally important. You cannot have a functioning 21st century economy, a functioning 21st century society, without a strong electricity grid.
Justin, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Justin Moran, Director of External Affairs at Wind Energy Ireland.